This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
Have you had a real conversation with your advisor? One where you've listed out, okay, these are my top fears. Maybe it's a market crash. Maybe it's longevity and running out of money. Well, if that's a concern of yours, we can address it.
With a passion for serving others, Brandon and his team at Bowen Wealth want to empower you with financial knowledge and a plan to help make your savings last.
So I want you to be able to keep your eyes on those things that are most important in your life. Your family, maybe your faith, your health is important. Let me focus on the portfolio, addressing those concerns, because I believe once you have the right tools for the job, then that frees you up.
Begin the path toward your winning retirement with Charleston's Retirement Coach, the podcast.
There's this thing that I hear people say whenever stuff gets weird. You know the expression, it's never boring. And you know what I would like? To feel bored. A little bit. I would like to feel a little bit bored.
Things are a little cray cray.
It's been this way since start of 2020. It's just one thing after the next.
Yep.
You know, the pandemic and then the market crash of 22. And then here we are getting into springtime. And what's happening? We're having bank meltdowns. And is anybody having PTSD from 2008?
Yeah, it's like it's at the bank. They are my bank. What are you talking about? It's gone.
Like we can't. But also it's like we're here again. Really? Like,
yeah.
Have we learned nothing so soon after 2008? We are having flashbacks to those moments on the recent news of the failure of California's Silicon Valley Bank. SVB is what a lot of the networks are calling it. It's the biggest failure since the financial crisis of 2008, even though the government is promising to back up all deposits, even those that are beyond the $250,000 covered maximum amount, they're saying we'll cover beyond that. This isn't stopping people with savings in commercial banks and retirement accounts from asking the questions. I know that you've had people calling you in the office, obviously.
Yep.
Brandon,
yep.
Is my money safe? So the floor is yours, sir. Please tell us what's happening and where we're going from here.
Yeah. So you have to really be careful about, okay, which money are we talking about?
Okay.
What money? So you listening, if you were to call up, or even my clients, because yes, I did have some clients call up, and it's human nature. You know, you see this stuff. If you got the TV on and you're like, banks are collapsing, you know, and it can cause some very, very unsettling thoughts and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to take a step back, and I would say, okay, what money are we talking about? Are we talking about your deposits at a bank or your portfolio in the stock market?
Okay.
Yeah. Totally different. Two totally different buckets of money there, and different guarantee, or a guarantee on one side, right?
Yeah.
So as you said, bank deposits, you've got that $250,000 that is FDIC insured if you're at the bank. And one thing that's interesting there, it's per ownership category. Okay. So I could go to the bank and I could say, okay, under Brandon Bowen, I could put five accounts at $50,000 each, and there's my $250,000.
Okay.
I'm good. I could also have a joint account with Stacy, my wife, right? We together, that would be different ownership. So there's another $250,000 that would be FDIC insured.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So that was interesting. I actually educated myself there.
Okay.
So if you have different ownerships, then that you have another $250,000 available. Okay.
Got it.
That would be backed. Now, investment accounts though, say at the bank, if you walk across the hallway and you go talk to their investment advisory services and they put your money in the stock market, of course, now that's totally different. That is not FDIC insured. In fact, there are laws, and they have to make sure that is clear to people that, yes, you're at the bank, but you're putting your money in the stock market. Okay. So that money, maybe it's at Schwab or TD or Fidelity or whatever, that money is not FDIC insured. Okay. So you've got these scary headlines that you're seeing, and maybe, you know, a lot of people, most people weren't invested in SVB. Or you weren't in Signature Bank in New York either, you know, but you got nervous. A lot of people did. And a lot of people started selling positions, right? So that caused broad market indexes to sell off, especially in that financial sector we saw for a few days, right?
Right.
Here's the reason why this is happening, if it's still a little unclear for you. So imagine you're Jerome Powell in the Federal Reserve. They have basically an impossible decision to make. You know, we're going to see this play out over the next few months and things, and as data comes in, but they've got to decide basically which is worse. Do we want runaway inflation, or do we want to crash the economy? You know, I mean, that is really where they're sitting here. And they've always been saying we've got to bring down inflation because we know we can look at other countries that don't address their inflation and things, and it gets hyperinflated for long periods of time. So that is not what we want to do. So obviously they're going to try to delicately here not crash the economy. Mm-hmm. But whatever they decide to do, I mean, this is going to affect, we believe, in the best case, the next 2 years. Right. Worst case scenario, I'm thinking 5 or more years.
Okay.
Where this, we're going to have some very scary times and some extreme volatility. Right. So both these scenarios are not ideal,
right,
for investors, especially if you're listening and you're within 5 years or maybe you've already retired.
Yep.
So I would say, I would implore that maybe the better question that we should be asking, that you need to ask yourself, you need to ask your advisor, we can have that conversation, is how much of your life savings should you even still have exposed in this crazy market? Because it's one day, it's these panic sell-offs. You watch it and you see the headlines and all the red arrows pointing down and you're like, you don't even want to look at your statement. But then, you know, the very next day, you've got these FOMO rallies going on. Mm-hmm. And it's like massive up the very next day. And then you're like, oh, you know, you want to jump back in. And it's like you're late to every party going on, you know, you're late leaving and then you're late coming back. It's our emotions just drive these decisions, right? So that is just really, really stressful. It drains you out. Like you just said, you want some boring days.
I sure do. I'm not alone.
I mean, I think I know that my happiest clients that I have, they have just a boring retirement, just this boring $100,000 a year coming in. You know, it's like they were in that race. They were trying to grow money for 30, 40 years and they now get it. They say, okay, Brandon, I understand the key to happiness in retirement is steady income. I don't even want money in the market anymore. They can have it. You know, I'm over it kind of deal. I'm going to turn CNBC off my cable subscription, you know, like Fox Business. They don't even want to know, you know,
I get it.
It's like, Brandon, that's what I'm paying you for.
That's right.
I want stability. I want to sleep 8 hours a night. I want to know that before I get up, I've got money coming in. We've got enough. Our dignity's in place. We got some nice and colas going on. We're going to have some increases potentially, you know, as every year that we live. So that's most of my happiest clients. And so let me tell you about a client that called in actually back in the fall of 2021.
Okay. Yeah.
She called in. She is widowed and they both, you know, had saved well, did a tremendous job, and they had $6.3
million. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sitting down with her and I'm like, wow. I mean, you guys did great. I can tell that you were very, very disciplined. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a doctor. You guys saved well, and here you go. So she's got 6.3, you know, a big inherited IRA now, revocable living trust and some irrevocable living trust, right? Mm-hmm. So back in 21, she actually decided to just keep things the same because her late husband liked their current asset manager. You know, it was a big brand name that everyone would recognize, right? And so she stayed with that, did not become a client back then. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sad to say.
Okay. Yeah.
But I understood because she goes, Brandon, look at this performance. Think about it, right? Back in 21, it was this
Everything was great. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we now know it was artificial, but it was great. It was a bull market. They were growing. They were at $6.3 million, right? Yeah. So why stop a good thing?
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to a month ago. She reaches out, calls back to the office. We recognized her name. As soon as she said it and called in, she goes, I made a mistake. I need to come back in and sit down with Brandon. I want to find out if he can help fix the damage that has happened to my portfolio.
Yeah.
So she comes back in and I said, hey, to her and, you know, kind of caught up with pleasantries and everything. And I said, okay, well, tell me what's going on. What's happened since then? And I know what's happened in the market.
Sure.
And so we had that conversation. She, you know, slid her portfolio over to me and we ran our risk and fee analysis, a fresh one. We did it back then 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so now we've got the report back and let me walk you through this. So she hasn't become a client yet because we're still meeting, having these meetings. But here's what, you know, we're talking about. The first thing that I saw is she is over 90% exposed to equities, large cap equities, U.S. and international.
Okay.
90%.
Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's like 70 years old. So very, very exposed. And I know that that's why this heartache and sleepless nights and things were going on, right? So she had that. Some other things that we are pointing out to her is there's a lot of, she's got some single company stock then a bunch of mutual funds that are holding those same stocks.
Jeez.
Okay, so we call this duplication, redundancy in the portfolio. So if there's a bad stock out there, like an SVB,
it's hitting you twice as hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can't get that cancer out of there, right? You can't go in there and carve that out because it's all over the place. If you had one position or, you know, one fund that's in that sector, maybe we could pull that sector out. But when you've got, you know, six and seven ETFs and mutual funds that are all holding kind of the same stuff, it's all going to be moving in the same direction.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So a bad stock or a bad sector can affect the whole portfolio like that.
Yeah.
The good news is her fees are in line. You know, it's got about a 1% advisor fee. And then the expense ratios are about a 0.5% there. So 1.5. Mm-hmm. So that's not terrible. Mm-hmm. So we're working through this. And the big thing here is making sure that she is taking the appropriate risk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say for you, that's what I want you to make a decision about is if all this volatility right now that you're seeing in the market, it's not going to stop. Okay. It was these regional banks this month. It'll be something else here in the spring, in the summer. It's just going to continue, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see bigger and bigger swings down and big swings up. And that's just what the market's going to do. The more and more tech heavy that we get and how robo advisors and all these portfolios, things move so fast these days. And so I want you to decide how much do we need to even keep in that storm? Do you have a plan? That's the underlying problem here is a lot of people, they don't have that income plan as they're heading into retirement. They're just trying to pick at this pile of money. And as they see all that volatility, of course, that's going to be unsettling. So let's talk about your income plan. Let's build that steady stream of income. Let's reduce our market exposure. Let's look at things that are much more stable. Let's put some guardrails up on that portfolio. And then thirdly, let's put a tax plan in place. Okay, let's make sure these withdrawals and these moves that we're making, let's make sure they're very tax efficient. So if you're 60 or above and have saved $500,000 or more, you deserve this same risk and fee analysis that I'm doing for her. I want to provide that for you as well. So if this sounds like you and you have these same concerns, let me encourage you to head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on our contact tab and we can begin a conversation with you as well.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.